Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you, Ben. Dr. Michael Osterholm is the director of the University of Minnesota Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy, also a professor, also a very good author, and also I know that he is a tremendous Gopher sports fan. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, I got to ask you, because I know how passionate you and I get about this, but I want to ask your reaction to the Big Ten canceling the fall sports.
Well, I think this is what pandemics do. I think we're all seeing just how difficult it is to bring back adolescents and young adults into school-like settings, into sporting environments, even in pro sports where they've made every effort to bubble these athletes away from the virus with routine testing has made it a challenge. So, you know, I think it was one of the only choices they could make if they're putting the health and the welfare of the student-athletes and ahead of, obviously, what is something we all want to have.
And, you know, Dr. Osterholm, we had seen that story about that Viking player who got an enlarged heart, apparently, as we understand it, from COVID-19. And you think about some of these athletes, and that had to be a concern when they made that decision, I assume.
It does. I think one of the things that isn't yet fully appreciated is that while younger individuals who develop this infection don't have the same acute illness, meaning they get severely ill, they get into an ICU. But what we're learning now is of all the long-term effects of this virus infection, both in terms of on the heart, in the lungs, the neurologic involvement. And this is going to be a disease for decades to come for us to study because of what is surely turning out to be a very, very complex and complicated disease. So we keep telling, you know, young adults who feel invulnerable, who feel like, well, you know, if I get it, it's going to be a little bit of a sniffles or a headache or something, but I'll be fine, that there really are really substantial potential complications for them down the road, as well as, of course, them to transmit it on to others who are more vulnerable, who will be the ones who will be in the ICUs and will die from this. So this is one to take very seriously. It doesn't matter what age you are.
I want to also, yeah, we're going to have to find something to fill our sports void for the Gophers this year.
I know. This is tough. And, you know, this is one of the things why we are talking about, what can we do to get this virus under control in this country to try to get us back to more normalcy? And you and I talked in our Monday session about the op-ed that Neil Kashkari and I had in the New York Times this weekend about the need for a lockdown so that we could get back to doing more of these things. You know, if we actually could get this virus under control in the next 6 weeks, we really, really possibly have a chance of reconsidering some of these decisions that have been made. But at this point, you know, we don't really have a possibility at all. As I've said many times, it's kind of like trying to plant your petunias in a Category 5 hurricane. It's not going to happen. So I can only hope that, you know, we do more to get this under control so that we can enjoy more of everyday life as we once knew it.
Let me ask you about the news out of Russia about that vaccine being safe and effective. I want to get really anxious to hear your reaction to that news.
Well, it's a propaganda stunt. There is no way that vaccine should be allowed to be used in the public. It's an experimental vaccine. It could backfire yet. It could be dangerous. And that's one of the things that we're working very hard in this country to do is to assure that not only is the vaccine effective, but it's safe. And the public has to understand that what happens in Russia will not happen here. And as many of my colleagues would tell you, there's no science behind what they're doing right now. It is all propaganda. The World Health Organization has expressed its own serious concerns. So, they're basically experimenting on their own citizens in a way that we would never do in this country.
Yeah, and as from what I read, they have released no scientific data of any kind. Is that correct?
They haven't. And well, in fact, they're still collecting it. They don't have the scientific data. That's the problem. And they don't have safety data. Right now it's a rollout of a real life experiment. So we just have to know that, in 6 to 12 weeks, we'll start getting more data out of Russia, or at least hopefully so. But in the meantime, they're really making this seem as if this is somehow a new effective vaccine when we don't have that information to support that at all.
I had read, too, about coronavirus vaccines. As you have told us, they're still a ways off, but companies are trying to test what may be the next best thing. And drugs that deliver antibodies to fight the virus right away without having to train the immune system to make them. Can you detail us more on what that is?
Yeah. Well, actually, what we're doing here is there's actually two ways to get at that. One is a series of studies that you've heard about right here in Minnesota where they're taking plasma, basically trying to capture the antibodies from people who have recovered from the disease and use those to give to people who are currently infected and sick. This one is actually making the antibodies in the lab, using cells to turn them into machines, making this antibody. But either one work on the same principle of trying to get the antibody into an individual, much as your body would do if it were already present, and then reducing the severity of the illness and helping the patients recover. You know, like all the other therapies we have to look at, it sure makes sense that this might work, but I think we have to be very cautious. Some of the preliminary animal data that we've done in terms of animal studies would support that this hasn't been that effective. On the other hand, it may well be in humans. So it's like all of us, we want this data yesterday. But we're going to have to wait and see what the studies actually show us, because there very well could be the chance it works, but there also could be a chance it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's amazing. The flowing narrative of all of this, Mike, it continues to be a headline story and is something new every day, it seems like. I always appreciate your time, joining us here.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate the chance to get the information out. I mean, the public's hungry for this. They should be. This is going to be with us for a long time. And, we've got to learn how to live in a COVID world the best way we can.
Well, stay healthy, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, David. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Dr. Michael Osterholm, Director of the University of Minnesota Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.